This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry. Agriculture, Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. Among the commodity groups meeting in Orlando this week at Commodity Classic, you find the wheat growers. Washington, D.C. is so important to them, that's where their office is located. I'll talk about the NAWG after this.
There are 6,272,640 square inches in an acre. We count it. Why? Because we designed the TigerMate 255 field cultivator and 2000 series early riser planter to maximize every single one. So when you create the most level seed bed in the industry and target a nickel size area to plant a seed and never miss, you'll know in high efficiency farming, there's one name to count on. Case IH. Rethink productivity. Learn more at caseih.com/everyinch.
With the success of the Case IH Steiger Quad Track and Magnum Road Track tractors, it's no secret why Case IH is the leader of the track. So it wasn't surprising when the competition started imitating us. But only Case IH offers a five-axle design to give you a smoother ride and more power to the ground with less berming and compaction. Still, we're flattered. In fact, if we weren't already red, we'd be blushing. To learn more, visit caseih.com/tracks.
The next day or two at Commodity Classic in Orlando, Florida, we'll have time to visit with the wheat industry leaders. Leaders of the National Association of Wheat Growers, an organization that thinks Washington, D.C. is so important. Indeed, that's where their only office is for the NAWG. And they were just there a few days ago. They had their annual winter conference in Washington, February 11th through the 15th. They conducted meetings with members from the wheat states, as well as members of the House and Senate Agriculture Committee and their staff members of those committees. The wheat growers focused their discussions on implementation of the 2018 Farm Bill. Yes, it was passed, signed into law, but is still being implemented. They also talked about the challenges facing the wheat industry, and yes, indeed, they talked about trade. They covered a range of topics, including, well, the U.S.-Canada-Mexico agreement and other trade issues, and the wheat research needs, too. The chief executive officer for the NAWG, Chandler Gould, said this winter conference was especially busy, focusing on meeting with freshman members of Congress, as well as the staff of the House and Senate Ag Committees. Here's some facts about wheat maybe you didn't know. It's the primary grain used in grain products. Approximately three-quarters of all U.S. grain products are made from wheat flour, and wheat is grown in 42 of our 50 states. There are six classes of wheat: hard red winter wheat, hard red spring wheat, soft red winter wheat, hard white wheat, soft white, and durum wheat. Oh, wow, here's an interesting stat from the National Association of Wheat Growers. If you eat pasta three times a week, it would take 70 weeks to eat all of the pasta made from one bushel of durum wheat. I'll be back after this.